From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup, the Greenville Central School District Board of Education will hold a forum May 30th to let parents vent about what books they want banned from the school library. A few parents have been wanting to ban books in the school library, including All the Boys Aren't Blue, a memoir by George M. Johnson about growing up as a queer black kid in New Jersey. But Kelly Wolf told the school board, and I quote, "This is not just two or three books. There are like 30 or 40. I have been doing my research and will get you a final count," end quote. Wolf did not say if she has read those 40 books. Greenville Superintendent of Schools Michael Bennett said, and I quote, "As educators, it is not our responsibility to ban books, but to offer books that represent viewpoints to which students need to be introduced," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Andrea Mako in Porcupine Soup reports that Representative Mark Molinaro announced many community development and improvement projects in his 19th congressional district that he submitted to the House Committee on Appropriations. This is what is sometimes called pork in Washington, D.C. Each congressional representative may request funding for up to 15 projects each fiscal year. Not all projects are guaranteed funding, but most get their dollars under the guidelines issued by the Appropriations Committee. Locally, Molinaro asked for $2.4 million for the Village of Athens to rehabilitate its wastewater plant and another $2.4 million for Greene County Highway and Solid Waste Department to improve Main Street in Lee. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the bridge over 10 Mile Creek on Route 81 in Durham will be closed and replaced for the next 9 weeks. Until June 23rd, that means a detour to State Route 145. But Oak Hill business owners are complaining about the detour. Mary Lou Nahas, owner of IU Trip Antiques and Home Provisions, says, and I quote, "There are signs about the detour on Highway 81, but they make no mention of Oak Hill. It is like Oak Hill does not exist," end quote. She wants more signs as other businesses in Oak Hill have reported fewer customers since the work began. Naha said, and I quote, "If you know the back roads, you know how to get to Oak Hill. But if not, you do not know what to do. Since the businesses in Oak Hill derive much of their business from people coming from outside the community, this lack of direction hurts them," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Metro North Railroad now has its highest number of riders since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the rail line is only at 74% of their pre-pandemic average of riders. To try to get those numbers up, Metro North is now offering a 10% discount for monthly passes and a 20% off 20-trip ticket tailored for a hybrid work schedule. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.